have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Corey in Kentucky, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yeah, I had a question about the house that I was looking at buying, and it's got a major problem with the second floor. It sags probably about 6 to 8 inches. It looks literally like a bowl on the second floor.
Wow. Okay.
And, it's pretty bad. Like, it's really noticeable. And the house was built during the Civil War, so it's an extremely old house. It's an old farmhouse.
Okay.
And just wondering how extensive a repair would that be? The structural engineers said it's fine, but...
Yeah, it's somewhere between nothing and tearing the house down. Does that pretty much sum it up for you? It's really hard to tell.
Does that make you feel
better? Yeah, until you really get into it. A couple of things that you could do. First of all, Corey, have you had a professional home inspector or an engineer look at the house?
Yeah, I'm actually in the military, and I had the Veterans Affairs actually had an inspector go out and look at it, and the structural engineer that inspected it said that it's structurally sound because it was built with green wood, but it shrank. And he said it's sound, but, you know, if I ever wanted to resell the house, I'd have to, you know, make it better in order to be able to get what I paid for out of it.
With all due respect to the military and the Veterans Affairs and the guy they sent out, I sincerely doubt he was a structural engineer. You may be calling him that, but it would be unlikely that they would send out such a professional. They probably sent out a housing inspector who inspects everything from homes that people are buying and need loans on to rentals. I would strongly recommend that you at least have a professional home inspector look at this. These are guys that look at homes every day, and they really know how to sort the wheat from the chaff and figure out whether it's a major problem or a minor problem. And if you're really seriously interested about this place, the step above that is to consult with a structural engineer. Now, with a problem like this, if you're going to fix it, and it sounds like you are, it's very important you do it the right way, and that is that you work with an architect or an engineer to inspect the property, actually spec out the exact repair that needs to be done, and then reinspect it after it's completed and give you a letter to that effect. So then now you sort of have a pedigree or proof that the problem's identified, evaluated, and correctly repaired, and you have the word of a professional, a licensed professional, that's certifying that. This takes you out of the responsibility loop. You understand what I mean? If you just had a slopey floor and you say, well, I fixed it, you know, that doesn't really mean as much as whether or not you had pros look at it, explain exactly how it should be fixed, and then certify that it was done correctly. So if you're real serious about this, I would get another expert to look at it and look at this specific problem. It will be well worth the investment.
Okay, yeah, because the house is pretty cheap, and I could definitely resell it for higher value. So I was really looking into it. It's 5 acres of land and everything like that. So I was really wanting to get the house, but I didn't know if it was going to, you know, cost me way more to fix the house than it was to buy
the
house.
It's definitely a cost-benefit analysis that has to be done. I would definitely recommend that you spend, $350 or whatever it costs to get an inspection done. If you go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors, it's ASHI.org. There's a zip code locator. You will find ASHI certified members in your area. I would use that as the first list to call, and then work through that list and have a conversation with the inspectors until you find one that you really feel knows what he or she is doing and you're comfortable, and then hire that person to evaluate the house.
Okay, that sounds great.
All right, Corey, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, thank you.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.